Blackhawks hit the ice at the United Center tonight on Leap Day, looking for a way to break back into the win column. And as their homestand nears its end, the hope for victims, the Colorado Avalanche, have the identical thoughts about the Hawks. So I guess it all comes down to who wants this game more. John Weidemann, along with Troy Murray and Joe Brandt, we're here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks will host the Colorado Avalanche in the third meeting of four games. Good crowd is assembled here at the United Center. Let's play hockey, folks. Down to center ice we go. Now the drop of the puck, and this game's underway as MacKinnon wins the draw back to McCart, the Colorado blue line. Beauvillier from the right wing boards, muscled off the puck by Jack Johnson. He's into the Hawk zone down the left wing side. Put it to the slot. Parisi shoots and scores. Zach Parisi, 39 years old, took a beautiful feed from Jack Johnson from the left wing circle. And from the slot, he fired a hard wrist shot over the glove of Peter Mrazek. And into the top shelf, it's 1-0 Colorado. Carr back to get it with 20 seconds on the power play. And Jacob Megna steps up, Hawkline bats a puck away, but MacKinnon got it back, charging down the left wing. He'll fire. Stick save made by Peter Mrazek. Parisi got the puck behind the net. Put it around to the right point. Taves is there to MacKinnon, put it in front of the net, and Ross Colton shoots and scores. It's a power play goal on the second attempt. Ross Colton grabbing the puck from about a foot above the goal line to the right of the Hawk net and sticking it into the top shelf past Mrazek. It's now 2-0 Colorado. Here's Johansson down the right wing Hawk zone. Works it behind Mrazek with a backhand, he scores. It's now 3-0 Colorado. The Avs got control off the faceoff at center ice. And a perfect pass from Drouin across the rink over to Johansson. He came down from the right wing circle to net. He drew Peter Mrazek. He had him all stretched out as far as he could go. One shot on goal for the Hawks so far. Now shot by the Avs, 17-14. We're going to get a scrap. Reese Johnson's going to have at it with Wagner. And they battle in front of the penalty boxes. Wagner throws a right hand over the top, takes a couple of rights, and now Reese Johnson switches hands and plugs Wagner with a left hand, and he goes down. And a pretty good tilt there. Reese Johnson doing what he does best in some ways. Get the team fired up. The spirited scrap.
Yeah, he was great in that last game against Detroit. Five shots, had assist, 9.5 minutes of hockey. You got to know what he's doing here. You got Chris Wagner, willing opponent. Reese Johnson trying to fire up his team. They're down 3-0. He looks over at the Hawks bench after winning this one. He wants the guys on the bench to respond.
Avs get the rebound. McCarr again, right circle, fires over the net.
The shooting gallery. I was
going to say, don't give him too many chances. Now, here's Taves with a shot. He scores. A little handoff from Mikko Rantanen from the left wing boards. And Taves with a one-timer from the slot area beats Peter Mrazek with 0.03 seconds, or 0.3, excuse me, seconds on the clock. This is going to count. Makes it 4-0 Colorado. Mrazek with a pass up the right side to Blackwell, to Anderson over the AB line down the left wing. He became entangled with Makar, was pulled off the puck. Here's MacKinnon racing back the other way over the Hawk line down the right wing. He shoots, he scores. You really see the speed of Nathan MacKinnon when he gets any kind of room at all. He had about, about 5 feet of clearance between himself and Seth Jones for a clear shot. And it beats Mrazek under the blocker. It's now 5-0 Colorado. Gorchinski left point to Kurashev to the line. Bedard put it over, and a shot from the right point by Tenorti hits Cogliano in a bad spot, and he is hunched over in pain as the game ends. And for Justus Annunen, this is his first National Hockey League shutout. He stopped all 25 Blackhawks shots here tonight to get to it, and a convincing 5-0 victory for the Colorado Avalanche.